And we're all leaning in together here. And that's why you call 877-500-5266.
Yes, we know. You know that when you're separated from someone you love and you can look at the moon up in the night sky and you know that your beloved is looking at the same moon. When you listen to the signal at KBOO, you know that thousands and, dare I say, millions of other people all around the world are listening to the same signal. And you know that you are united in your commitment to creating a more sustainable and just world that works for the majority. And that's what you're supporting with your call of support at 877-500-5266. You know, you want to do, you put down your $6.25 a month and you have KBOO thank you for your support by sending you a copy of Remy Kanazi's book, Before the Next Bomb Drops. That's about somewhere between 16 and 25 cents each day. That's pocket change. And you know what it all adds up to? It adds up to a capacity to generate social change. My man Justin here referred to it as checkbook activism. And that's a great way to get started, to start with your involvement, to start with your commitment to social change, to justice and sustainability in your community and around the world. 877-500-5266. We're going to wrap it up here and we're going to bring it, take it over to Chris Andre, who's going to bring you Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. And so make that call right now, 877-500-5266. There's more coming up right after this.
This is David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, heard Tuesday mornings at 9 on KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis. I'm visiting Oregon in May and will appear in Portland on Friday, May 13th. I hope you can join me at the First Unitarian Church of Portland at 7 p.m. for this fundraising event for KBOO. Visit them online at kboo.fm for more information. I look forward to seeing you on my Saving the Planet tour.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, April 22nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Community Radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. First up, a little bit of weather to get you through the weekend. Basically, it's going to be wet, and just to liven things up, we could get a thunderstorm or two. Certainly, today's showers likely. Cloudy, overcast, 54, and we could get light winds to usher in the thunderstorms. And for tomorrow, more showers, highs around 64. And an east wind 5 to 13. It could, though, gust up to 21 miles per hour. And for Friday night, look for more showers, thunderstorms, low around 50. The weekend looks generally wet with highs in the low to mid 60s all round, and winds low around 6 to 10, and it could gust from time to time because you've got to have something rolling that thunder in. Strange days. We're in the middle of our membership drive. That's so important. We want to welcome everyone as a member of KBOO. We want to embrace membership. It's the most important time for us. It's an exciting time. It's fun. We meet people. People come in. Callers who call up to become members are talking to a wide array of different interesting, committed, involved activists, people who care enough about this to come in, answer phones, and give you the message. And now I want to welcome, we again are so fortunate to have her joining us this today. Clarice Wesley will bring us an update on what is going on with Nestle and Cascade Lux. I want to just mention, I know that the stream in question, this is the biggest problem right now for salmon, for fish in our waters right now is warming. Yeah, the water is warming up, and there is nothing we can do to stop it. One thing we can do is to stop Nestle from taking the last of our cooler water streams that we have. That's the last, not we, the fish, all of us. We are all, the fish too, we're all part of the same community. We say we share a habitat, and we as a species are in a position to protect part of that, a critical part of that habitat. Joining us right now, Clarice Wesley, thank you for being with us, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, I'll just introduce myself again. I'm Clarice Wesley. I'm a tribal member and a spokesperson for the Wanapum fishing people against Nestle. I live in Cascade Lux, and we're really grateful to have this coverage. One of the things that people are probably wondering, what can we do to help? A lot of people are, you know, what can we do to stop Nestle? One thing you can call Nestle and tell them, remind them that they are violating a treaty, the Treaty of 1855 with the four Columbia River tribes, and that they need to become aware of that, maybe more aware. They've heard from our Native people. We've gone to many meetings out in Cascade Lux about this matter, and they need to hear more about it. For all the reasons we already know, as far as, you know, global warming and drought, and these were also issues, all issues that the Warm Springs Tribe in May of 2015 addressed in a letter to the governor and the state agencies, you know, citing these things that are problems. Our treaty rights, which guaranteed the Treaty of 1855, that guaranteed the tribes to have fishing rights at usual and accustomed sites along the Columbia River. They're called in lieu sites, in lieu of us living there on the river before we were forcibly relocated to the reservations, Warm Springs, Yakima, Umatilla, and Nez Perce, or Nimiipuu. That's good information for anyone to have. If they want to contact Nestle, contact the city of Cascade Lux and the port, because the port is responsible for the economic development of Cascade Lux. And let them know that you want to be the generation that honors the treaties with the indigenous people of this land. And for all of those, the reasons, you know, it's bigger than just our tribal fisheries. We're talking about our planet. We're talking about, you know, thousands of fish dying and global warming. Do I need to say more? Everybody can see the signs of this in the extreme weather.
It's so appropriate that we talk about this today because they are signing this document, which is far too little, far too late, but nonetheless, most nations around the world are signing onto it, and already in the United States, some states are backing out, and not just backing out, but they are actually taking a stand against protecting our habitat, against good stewardship of the planet. People who have spent their whole lives walking on concrete, their bare feet have never touched the bare earth. They have no understanding at all of what they are about to lose. It's heartbreaking to realize that. And I wonder, up in Cascade Locks and among First Nations, what have you seen as far as changes in people's hearts and minds as we get closer to the primary elections? And there's an enormous barrage of advertising on behalf of Nestle attempting to sway people's minds and counter all the work that you've done. All the information that you've brought, and now at the last minute come this ad campaign that is mainly constructed of lies. What's the general feeling amongst people that you've noticed recently?
Well, as far as natives go, there's, you know, we're all against it. There was a rally on the 11th on Monday. There were quite a few tribal members that showed up and spoke at the city council meeting expressing their opposition to Nestle. I'll speak here a little bit about the ballot measure, mm-hmm. 1455, that Local Water Alliance headed up. And now there's propaganda from Nestle, you know, convincing people that it's going to hurt Cascade Locks, it'll hurt the people. And the opposite is really the truth, as it usually is with their propaganda, that, you know, it's going to hurt the city and the tribes, by the way, if this ballot measure does not pass. So that's a big thing. Anyone listening who lives in Hood River County, if you aren't registered to vote, get registered. You only have a couple of days left, maybe 5 days, and vote. Vote yes on 1455. And people need to think about this in terms of a vote yes for 1455 is a vote to honor the treaties of 1855. With the tribes of the Columbia River and all the tribes across the nation, because we all have the Treaty of 1855, which were promises that the government at that time had made to us, which everyone knows most have been broken. So a vote yes on ballot measure 1455 is a vote to prevent the extinction of the indigenous people of this area, because that is where it's headed. Because once you take the food source, which our traditional spiritual practices center around, then that's the end of our culture. We are an endangered species.
That's exactly that is
that.
That's
what we are.
What the main that is what people really need to remember. Same goes with the buffalo. Same goes with every single First Nations land across this country, because it's all sacred land and it all belongs to First Nations, first and last. Thank you so much, Clarice Wesley. We're going to go and talk to friends, volunteers, co-members out in the membership room where it's all happening for you right now.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Clarice Wesley, for joining us on the telephone today. And thank you, Chris, for bringing us that interview. What a story. This is ongoing, and it's an ongoing struggle. And we're in an ongoing drive to keep KBOO funded so it can keep bringing you these voices, so it can keep providing hard-hitting investigators and journalists like Chris Andre to bring you these voices, because she's got the contacts. She knows what's up and she knows who's involved, and she brings them to you every single weekday. And I'm asking you right now to decide, what are you willing to invest to keep that happening? And when are you going to do it? You're going to do it right now, hopefully, at 877-500-5266. Justin?
Thank you, Sam. I was going to say, at this point, it's not really even about the amount that you invest. It's the time. It's simply the time of a phone call, the time it takes to reach out and touch us, as it were, the time it takes to introduce yourself and let us get a little information from you so that we can keep you apprised of the great work of KBOO and all of our ambassadors and emissaries. Chris Andre is a tireless volunteer and coming in every day on her own dime, as it were, and bringing news and information and commentary to the people. And, you know, I dare say that it's easier to tear down than to build up. And a lot of people might say, well, I don't know how important that is. And I say, well, you've got that entirely wrong, because we're talking about people who come in here every day and they lift up. They don't tear down. They're building up. They're doing the needful. Chris is doing the work. Chris is doing the work. So now we're asking you, dear listeners, to maybe take a little hand in supporting that work and just give a little time. Just give a little time. That's what Laura did in Happy Valley. She renewed her membership. Thank you so much, Laura. And you're pointing the way to others, whether that's $5 a month or $500 a year. It's not really the amount that matters. Can you give a little time the way Sam here is giving time, the way Chris Andre gives time every day to the entire community, to the entire world, the way we have an office, a newsroom full of volunteers?